Wednesday, the 20th of June, Rabbi Yechezkel Alba, Talmud Torah, and the two parashas of Shema.
Good morning, Shalom Aleichem. It's a privilege for me to be able to share some good Rabbi Torah with you. Coming all the way from Johannesburg, wonderful to see such a wonderful Olam that comes together every day. I'd like to speak about a mitzvah that we mekayim every single day, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, the two parashiyot of Shema that we say every day. The first parasha, the parasha Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, V'ahavta, and the second parasha, V'hoyim Shemaya Tishmor Mitzvah Yisai. And to see how this relates to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and to have maybe a better understanding of what we say every single day, many times every day. You take a look in the first parasha, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So the Torah in this parasha says, "V'shinantom levanecha v'dibart abam v'shitcha b'veisecha v'lechtecha b'aderech v'vishach b'cha uv'kumecha v'kshatom v'eis al yadecha v'yul teitav es beinenecha." So the Torah over here first mentions the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, "V'shinantom levanecha," that you shall teach it to your banim, you should speak in it. And then the Torah afterwards brings the mitzvah of tefillin. Kshatim v'oisal yodecha v'ayulu teitav es beinenecha. First the Torah mentions the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and then the Torah mentions the mitzvah of tefillin. In the second parasha, parasha v'hoyim shemaya tishmu, the Torah first introduces the mitzvah of tefillin. The Samtim is devoted elah levanchem v'yal nafshechem, v'kshatim oisam li'oisal yedchem v'ayulu teitav es beinenechem. And then afterwards, the Torah afterwards then mentions the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Why is the difference? What's the difference? Why in the first parasha is Talmud Torah first mentioned and then tefillin? And in the second parasha, first tefillin is mentioned and then Talmud Torah. We also find the difference in the language of the mitzvah, that in the first parasha, v'shinantom livonecha, the Torah teaches us v'shinantom livonecha. The Torah uses the lashon of shinun. The Torah uses the lashon v'shinantom. In the second parasha, the Torah uses the lashon of limaditem, limaditem l'shem espinechem, that you will teach your children, l'daber bo. Why in the first parasha is v'shinantom, and the second parasha is v'limadetam? Also, in the first parasha, the Torah says, "V'ahavta Hashem l'kecha b'chol avavcha u'b'chol nafshecha u'b'chol ma'edecha," that you should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of your heart and with all of your life and with everything that you possess. B'chol ma'edecha, all of your ma'ed, all of your wealth, that you should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second parasha, the Torah says, "La'avas Hashem alekeichem ula'avdai b'chol levarchem u'b'chol nafshechem," and it leaves out u'b'chol ma'aydchem. Famous question, that it leaves out u'b'chol ma'aydchem. Chol ma'aydchem is not mentioned in the second parasha. So we see over here a number of differences between the first parasha and the second parasha. What could be the underlying theme for these differences? So Rashi tells us in the second parasha, Rashi asks the question, what is the second parasha coming to add? We already learned it before. We already learned before. B'chol avavchem, b'chol nafshechem, says Rashi, alei kvar hizr, b'chol avavcha, b'chol nafshecha. We've already been warned already before. We've already been told, b'chol avavcha, b'chol nafshecha. What is the Torah adding on right now again? B'chol avavchem, b'chol nafshechem, in the second parasha. Ela hazara liyachid, hazara l'tzibur. Rashi says that the first parasha is hazara to yachid. The first parasha, v'haftas Hashem l'kecha, you should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're talking to the yachid, talking to every individual Jew. V'chol avavcha, v'chol nafshecha, v'chol meidecha. So the first parasha is speaking to the yachid. And the second parasha, hazara l'tzibur. The second parasha is a hazara to the tzibur. The second parasha is speaking b'loshen rabin, and the second parasha is speaking to the tzibur, speaking to klal yisrael as a tzibur, as a community, Knesset Yisrael, as one unit, klal yisrael together, all the Jewish people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to everybody as a tzibur. So we see over here this difference between the first parasha. The first parasha is related to the yechidim, to individuals. The second parasha is related b'chol levavchem or b'chol nafshechem. One of the mafarshim points out that already would be an answer to the question of why it doesn't say b'chol noitchem. Why doesn't it say in the first parasha, in the second parasha, b'chol noitchem? Because we know that Chazal tell us, if the Torah is telling us v'havdus Hashem lekecha v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol nafshecha afilu naitelus nafshecha, that a person has to be ready to sacrifice his life in a situation of Kiddush Hashem where we're demanded to be Mekadosh Shem Shamayim, so we have to be ready to sacrifice our life. So if a person is ready and is mechuyev, ready to sacrifice his life, so certainly he is obligated and ready to sacrifice his money. So therefore, it's not necessary to mention uvechol ma'aycha. Why did the Torah have to say uvechol ma'aycha? So the Gemara says that there are people that mamaynam is chavav alem yosem migufam, that their money is more beloved to them than their very lives, and therefore they might be ready to give up their lives, but they wouldn't be ready to give up their money. We see that there are such situations where a person cannot laugh, cannot tolerate, can burden the fact that he goes bankrupt, that he doesn't have money. You see such mice. So therefore the Torah has to tell us that even such a person has to be ready to give up his money al Kiddush Hashem. So therefore we understand that in the first parasha we're speaking to Yechidim, we're speaking to individuals. So therefore we're speaking about the every single kind of person that exists on the sun. And therefore the Torah has to tell us b'chol avavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol meidecha. But in the second parasha, where we're talking over here to the tzibur, we're talking to the general public of the tzibur, so therefore the tzibur, as a tzibur, you're not going to have a situation where the tzibur is going to love their wealth more than their lives, and therefore in the second parasha it doesn't have to say u'b'chol ma'aychem. However, Rav Chaim Yivolozhin, and the Nefesh HaChayim, so he says a different shot. And the Nefesh HaChayim of Chaim Yivolozhin says that in the first parsha, the parsha of Ishinantom Lefonecha V'dibartabam, so here we see that Rashi tells us here the Ishinantom Lefonecha is really not referring to children, but Ishinantom Lefonecha is referring to teaching Talmidim. So Rashi says over here, Lashon Chidud. The Shinantan is a Lashon of Chidud. It's a Lashon that the Torah should be sharp. Shehei mechudadim b'ficha. Levanecha, Rashi says, Eilu ha-Talmidim. These are the Talmidim. These are the students. These are the disciples. The first parsha is the parsha of teaching Torah to Talmidim. The Shinantan levanecha v'dibartabam. That there is a obligation, there's a responsibility for those that are knowledgeable in Torah to go ahead and teach other people's children, to teach Talmidim, to teach students, so that they will spread Torah within Klal Yisrael. Mishinantam Levonecha. And therefore we understand now why the Torah in the first parsha uses the word Mishinantam, because here we're talking about Talmidim, we're talking about teaching people of any age, teaching Talmidim, teaching older Talmidim, teaching people who are already versed in Torah, they already have the yesidus of Torah, and there's the obligation of the Shinantam Levonecha to teach Talmidim, to be Marvitz Torah, to spread Torah within Klal Yisrael. And therefore, if we're talking about a Torah on a deeper level, on a higher level, and therefore, that Shtei Mechudadim B'Ficha, that it should be sharp in your mouth. We can understand now why this is in the first parasha. Because this is in the first parasha, because the parasha over here is speaking to yechidim, to individuals. And therefore, just like you have the individual that is b'chol ma'idecha, that it's a different kind of person, perhaps not exactly the regular kind of person, and it's, but nevertheless we have to speak to him as well. In the same way, therefore, b'shinantam levanecha, that we are speaking to certain very special people, people who have already reached the level in Torah where they can be ma'abit Torah, where they can teach Torah to Talmidim. That that's not every single person who's going to be on that madrega, on that level, but the shinantam levanecha, every individual in Klal Yisrael has an obligation, if he's holding on that level, that he can give Torah over to others, that he has to give Torah over to others, that he has a mitzvah to teach others Torah. The shinantam levanecha, every person has an achrayus, every person has a responsibility who can teach Torah. Whether it's in different areas of Torah that a person is well versed in, the shinantam levanecha, but he should teach Talmidim, he should teach Torah. But this is something over here that we do not expect from every single person, that every single person is going to be a person that can teach Torah to Talmidim, but since in the first parasha we're speaking to all the Yechidim, to individuals, that they have an obligation to teach Torah, and they have an obligation that it should be Mechudadim Beficha, that you should know the Torah very well, in order that therefore you'll be able to teach it in the best way, in the right way possible, because you're teaching to Talmidim, so it has to be taught in a way that everyone, that they'll understand it well, that it will be Mechudadim Beficha. Rav Chaim Yevolozhin says that we find with Mamish, with Yechidim, the question of Torah and Derech Eretz. Torah and Derech Eretz, we know it's a big machlokes in the Gemara, what the way of a person should be. Rabbi Yishmael said, Torah and Derech Eretz, that a person, Yasasa Degonecha, that a person has to work also, he has to make a living, and then he should learn Torah as much as he can, find all the time that he can to learn Torah, but Hanek Torah Derech Eretz, you can live, you work, and you also learn Torah. But Rav Shimon Bar Yochai came along, and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai wasn't happy with that. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, if people are going to be doing farming, if they're B'shas Ketira, they're going to be Kaiser, and B'shas Disha, they're going to be Dosh, and B'shas Vir, they're going to be Zereya, so Torah Matei Oleho, what's going to be with Torah? So we know Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says that a person should sit and learn Torah, and you shouldn't worry about a living. Harbe also, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, will also be other. Many people tried Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's way, and it didn't work out for them. Right? So the maskana of the Gemara seems to be that now we don't demand from every single person that he has to be Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. But the Nefesh HaChaim says, and Shechaim says that there, nevertheless, there's still the Mahalach of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai for Yechidim. For Yechidim, not as a Hanhoga for the Tzibur. When we're talking to the Tzibur, we don't say you have to go be like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and you have to go ahead, and Mam is giving up a living, because after they go Nechad, it says in the second parasha, but nevertheless, there is still a mahalach, there's still a way for those very, very devoted, dedicated individuals who are ready to give up the inyanim of Olam Hazeh, and there is Mimaisa Nefesh, so they should do so like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is their model. So therefore, he says that's why in the first parasha it says V'chol Ma'idecha, because the first parasha is coming to teach us over here that there's the that there is the way of a Rav Shimon Bar Yochai for yechidim, for individuals, that they should go ahead and they should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol meidecha, be ready to give up everything, to give up all of the comforts of this world, olam hazeh, in order to totally be involved in avodas Hashem and limud haTorah. So therefore the first parsha, we were talking over here to yechidim, we're talking about the individuals, we're talking over here to the exceptions, so therefore we also mention b'chol meidecha. However, in the second parsha, we'll be talking to the Tzibur, so there, the Torah does not mention B'chol Ma'aitchem, because that's not the Mahalach for the Rabbin. That's not the way for the Tzibur. That's not the way for the general public, that they should go ahead and that they should give up everything this world and not try to earn a living and have their B'tochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for not every single person is that going to work in the best way. So therefore, the second parsha doesn't say B'chol Ma'aitchem. So what we see from over here is that in the first parsha we have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which is the mitzvah of the Shinantam Levonecha, which is the mitzvah to be Maariv Torah, to teach Torah, the rabbin. Rabbeinu Yaina in Sha'arei Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yaina says that the mitzvah of tefillin and mezuzah are very special mitzvahs. There's a certain chaymer, there's a certain strictness, a certain stringency, a certain very strong seriousness that we have to take on with these mitzvahs. And he says, because it's in the first parsha of Shema, because they're in the first parsha of Shema. These mitzvahs, the mitzvah of tefillin, the mitzvah of mezuzah is in the first parsha of Shema, which is the parsha of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. The first parsha we know is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. The second parsha is Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. So my Rebbe, Rav Gedal Yeshua, Zechatarik Lebracha, whose yahrzeit is this Shabbos, but he says, we see from over here that it's not just the first pasuk, which is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, but we see that everything that's in the whole parsha is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. In other words, that we see that the whole parsha, the Haftat Hashem Lekecha, is also Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, because Rabbeinu Yonah is saying every single thing that's in the whole parsha is an aspect of Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. It's not just the first pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that's Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, but we see the Rabbeinu Yonah is saying that the mitzvah of tefillin and mezuzah, which is written in that parsha, the whole parsha, so therefore we see that the whole parsha is Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. Therefore he says that there is a unique Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim in the Vishinantam Levanecha. The Vishinantam Levanecha is the attitude that the Talmidei Chachamim feel that they have to accept upon themselves, the Malchus Shemayim, they accept upon themselves the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they want that this Malchus Shemayim should be known to all, and therefore that's why Vishinantam Levanecha, that therefore drives them that they are going out and they're going to teach Torah Barabim, to teach others, so that everybody should taka have this understanding and have this feeling and this commitment to the Rabbeinu Shalom. If a person is a true Eved, and a person, you know, really sees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech HaOlam, that he's the king of the world, he's the real Melech. So you want everybody to understand that. You want everybody to be Mekabel Malchus Shemayim. Could be also, like we know, Sfarim say, Ein Melech B'lay Am, right? That the more people that are Mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech, the more he mamish becomes Malchus. That's not the midah of Malchus, it's totally Melech. So therefore, this Vishinantam Levanecha, this stems from this sense of Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. Somebody who really feels upon himself that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech, that he wants to go ahead and spread it and teach the Torah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to all over. And therefore, in the first parasha is Vishinantam Levanecha, the tzivui, the mitzvah of those that can to teach Torah the rabbin. So that we find over here is in the first parasha. In the second parasha. So here we have the parasha which is speaking to everyone, which is speaking to the level of Klal Yisrael as a whole. And we're not just speaking over here to cover Yechidim, to cover exceptional people. So here the Torah says, Ulimadetem Oysam Es B'neichem Radabimba. The Torah tells us that every Av the Yisrael, that every father in Yisrael has an obligation to teach his children Torah. Here we're not talking over here to anyone who might be exceptional, but here it's a chayv on every father. Every father in Yisrael has a mitzvah of to teach your children. It's an obligation. This is laying down the yisoid, this is laying down the foundation of Klal Yisrael, that our children should know Torah, that our children should be versed in the basics of Torah. Father has an obligation to teach his children Torah Shebiksav, the basics of Torah. Every father has that obligation. And therefore, in the second parasha, we're not talking about making Talmidei Chachamim of our children. We're not talking over here that I have an obligation that my child should, that I should be able to teach my child difficult in Yonim, I should be able to teach my child the Taisvis and the Ktais HaChosh, and maybe I'm not up to that, and maybe it's not shy for me to do that for whatever the circumstances are. Torah doesn't give me that obligation, but the Torah gives me an obligation that my child has to know the basic of Torah, Torah should accept. I have to teach him Tanakh, I have to teach him the basics of Torah. So the Imanitim Oysam Isbenechem Ledaberba. The Gemara says in the Sechus Bava Basra, Zachor Oysa Yish Letoiv, remember this great man, Letoiv, of Yeshua ben Gamlu, a great, great man, that he saw that the situation was arising within Klal Yisrael, that fathers couldn't teach their children, anymore, it was very, very difficult, not everybody knows, not everybody has the time to be able to teach the children, and he set up a system of schools. He set up the system of a yeshiva, of a school, of having a class with a rebbe teaches many children together. He was the one who invented the school system. So we have to understand, where does this parsha come from? Which, the school system that we have now, yeshiva system, cheder system, whatever you want to call it, where does it come from? Which parsha is it shaykh to? Which parsha is it shaykh to? This is very, very important. Is it shaykh to the first parsha, or is it shaykh to the second parsha? So it's clear from the Gemara. The Gemara says that he darshan, limaditem oysam, limaditem atem. Limaditem atem. That you should teach them. Not just limaditem oysam, if it's not possible for the father, so limaditem atem. In other words, if the father is not able to do it, so the tzibur has to come in right now. We're speaking to the tzibur. We're speaking to Klal Yisrael. The tzibur has to come in right now, and the tzibur has to ensure that every Jewish child should be able to learn Torah. That every Jewish child at least should be able to learn the Yisaitis of Torah. And if the father can't do it, so then the tzibur goes ahead and acts as an agent for the father. So in other words, the school system of Yeshua ben Gamla is a takana to facilitate the second parsha, that our children should be knowledgeable in Torah, and that if the father is not able to do that, so then the tzibur comes in and the tzibur makes sure that the child should be able to learn Torah. The tzibur is acting over here as an agent of the father. So first we see from over here the achrayus of the tzibur, the responsibility of the tzibur, that there shouldn't be one Yiddish child, there shouldn't be one Jewish child that can't get a Torah education, should get a basic Torah education, at least the form is in the first grade where he learns the basics of Torah. Every child is an achrayus to see to it. And if there's a parent that can't afford it, mamish can't afford to send his child, so then it's an achrayus on the tzibur. That's what Rabbi Shulchan Gamla said. We have this mitzvah. But as parents, we have to also realize that this school system over here, this is shaykh to the second parsha. This is shaykh to the responsibility of the father. This is not shaykh to the responsibility of the Rosh Hashivas and the Rabbanim. But this is a limaditem atem. This is in the second parsha. This is a father. This is the Rebbe is doing a tremendous taiva that we know in our days where life is hectic and it's difficult to make a living, and most of us have to spend a large amount of the day working, and therefore it's not possible for us to be able to teach our children adequately Torah. So we have Baruch Hashem Melamdim, we have Baruch Hashem people who are ready to come in and to be our agents. But they're our shluchim, they're our messengers. We have to know that it's our responsibility. And therefore when it comes to Shechar Limud, when it comes to tuition, when it comes to all of this, we have to realize that it's not the tzibur's obligation. It's really our obligation. And the tzibur, the rabbeim, all the maestros, are being our agents. But we have to realize that ultimately it's our responsibility. It's responsibility as fathers. It's responsibility as parents to make sure that the maestros have the proper funds so that our kids could be taught properly, because it's our achrayus. It's our responsibility. Is our obligation. And therefore, we have to realize that and always make sure that the maestros have the proper abeyim and they're given the proper wages so that they can teach our children. Because It's not their chiyuv, it's really our chiyuv, and they're our agents that are doing it for us. The mitzvah of Vishinantam Livonecha, that's already a different mitzvah altogether. That's a mitzvah on a higher level already. The Talmidim that already can go learn on a higher level. So you have, as you said before, you have these special people that can teach our on a very high level and can go ahead and they could bring Talmid Chachamim and Gedolim in Klal Yisrael to be able to be Marvitz Torah and to be able to bring make people to be Gedolei Torah. So therefore the second parsha is the parsha of the Marit and Moshe and Zvenechem. That's the parsha which is the Chiv on the farm. So it could be that we can say based upon this that in the second parsha where we're talking over here about teaching children, so therefore it could be that maybe that's why the Torah mentions the mitzvah of tefillin first. Ukshartem oisam loisal yedechem v'hayu l'taitofes bein einechem. Because as we know, really, the best way to teach children is through example. I heard once from Bianca Kamenetsky that he said that the word hashpo'ah, the word hashpo'ah, which means to influence, to bestow, to have a influence on others, comes from the Russian shipua. He said shipua means an incline, right? An incline. And with a shipu, with an incline, if you put something on top, so then it trickles down automatically. You don't have to be constantly pushing it. You don't have to be schlepping it. So he says that's really the real hashpah comes memela. The hashpah comes from children watching. The hashpah comes from children who are seeing their parents, what their parents are doing. The hashpah comes from parents who do everything the way they're supposed to be doing it, and that they're an example for their children. That's how hashpah comes down to children. So perhaps in the second parsha, where we're speaking over here about the mitzvah of the father's mitzvah of Talmud Torah, Limaritem Oisam Es Binechem, so therefore the Torah mentions first, Ukshartem Oisam Oisam Yerchem Oyu Taitav Es Binechem. In other words, first you put on your tefillin. You take your child to shul every single day. And even though he's not maybe yet putting tefillin on, but he sees the way you put on your tefillin. He sees the way we put on our tefillin. He sees the ahava that we have. We see how we're careful that the tefillin should be kosher. And therefore, that taka is also a mahalach if we marit and meisam lefenecha. On the level of a father to his son is going to afterwards want to learn Torah. He's going to want to learn about this tefillin. He's going to know what it's all about. He sees his father so much, gives so much chashivas to it. So therefore, in the first parsha, in the second parsha, we were talking about the mitzvah of being malame Torah to children. So the Torah precedes it and tells us over here that this is a very important method in teaching children Torah. You'll do the mitzvahs, and then you'll have limatam mitzvahs v'neichem. And that also could therefore be explanation of what it says by tefillah. It says in the previous parsha, tefillah, to put on tefillah, l'mantia Torah Hashem b'ficha. The Torah is going to be b'ficha. The Torah is going to be in your mouth. Meaning what's trouble, Torah will be in your mouth. You'll be able to teach the Torah. If the children are going to see that you're mekayim the Torah, so then you'll be able to be able to teach the Torah. Mantia Torah Hashem b'ficha, that it should be in your mouth to be able to teach the Torah. Put on the tefillin, do the mitzvahs before. So that's a special anhaga with regards to a child and a father, because the child is closer to the father, and the father is closer to the child. The Talmidim are coming to Yeshiva, Labdaka, that they're seeing the Rabbeim over here putting on tefillin, that's really at a different level. So therefore, in the first parasha, Torah first mentions Talmud Torah connected Kulam, Torah first mentions the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and then the mitzvah of tefillin. But in the second parsha, we were talking over here, the achrayis of a father to a child, this is a method in teaching, so that they want to be mekabel Torah, they want to learn from us the Torah, when they'll see over here how we mekayim the mitzvahs, and the hashpah will trickle down automatically to our children, and it will spark in them the love for mitzvahs, and the love to find out about mitzvahs, and the love to learn Torah. We should all be zeicha to be able to put this into practice with our children, and those of us that have Talmidim, with our Talmidim, and in this way we ensure the continuity of Torah in our community. Thank you very much.